Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who believes in aliens. Your host, Maceo.
Here we are, Youth Session 2018, Podcast Shack. Currently watching some boaters being stuck in the mud. It's pretty awesome. They're trying real hard. They're doing real good. I got a friend, a guest, a repeat podcaster, a professional podcaster, if you will, from this youth session. Please introduce yourself, how old you are, and where you're from.
I'm Ray. I'm 12, and I am from Sacramento.
Nice, Ray. You had the privilege of doing some podcasting last year. You did great. It's nice to have you back this year. How was your year?
Good.
It was really good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you, what grade were you in?
Six.
What was your favorite subject?
I like math.
Nice. And you had a good year back at camp. How long have you been coming here?
This is my third year.
Third year? What's your favorite daytime activity?
I like swimming and rec.
Okay. What's your favorite EHC meal?
Probably the pancakes in the morning.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Anything happening this year that's a little different than last year? It's taking some getting used to. Anything different that's going on?
Well, we don't have cabins because the cabins burnt down.
Right.
So we have bungalows that like suck up all the heat because they're basically a tarp held up by wood.
There you go. Hot, huh?
Yeah.
So, Ray, you are in that generation of young folks who got to stay in lower camp before it was all gone.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, this camp is on a journey to, you know, continue to be a camp and always make improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see the next couple of years as you come to camp some big changes compared to what it was the last 2 years to what it will be in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to think about, huh? We're a part of EHC history.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You'll have a family of your own one day and you'll be like, in lower camp, and you'll be like, I remembered when I was down here before the cabins burned down. Isn't that a cool thought?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, huh? All right. Well, did you sleep out last night?
No, I didn't.
You did not. You were not. Did you get s'mores?
I slept in.
Oh, you slept
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I slept in.
Atta girl. All right. Ray, let's get to know Ray outside of camp. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite dinner restaurant?
Dinner restaurant. There's this really good place downtown. It's Indian food, and it's called the Bombay Grill. It's really good.
You like Indian food?
Yes.
Do you like sushi?
Yes.
So you're a pretty adventurous eater.
Yes.
for a young lady, I would imagine, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Can you tell me something that you don't like to eat?
I don't like to eat mushrooms or olives.
Perfect. So no mushroom or olive pizza tonight.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Honest answers. I like it. 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 What's your favorite soda?
Soda. I like root beer. No. I like ginger ale. Ginger ale.
Perfect. Do you have a favorite candy?
Candy is Skittles, but like chocolate candy is Kit Kat.
Perfect. I like that you differentiated because I do the same thing. I
yeah.
have favorite chocolate and I have what I call favorite chewy. Those are two totally different things. I need a little bit of chocolate and I need a little bit of Twizzlers. Thank you. So favorite fast food?
I like In-N-Out.
That's the most popular answer to that question. In-N-Out. Have you ever had Five Guys?
I think I went there once.
Five Guys has actually taken over as the number one burger place.
Really?
Taking over from In-N-Out.
Wow.
So I like to ask people if they have Five Guys. Five Guys is good, but you have to eat it in the restaurant. Can't take it home. It gets too soggy. Just for you Five Guys eaters out there. Let's see. Do you have a favorite television show?
Not really, no.
Do you watch movies?
Yes.
Have you been to the movies lately?
Yeah.
What did you go see?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you see The Incredibles 2 yet?
No.
Okay. But you like the Ant-Man and the Wasp, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I'm going to check that out. Do you have a favorite song?
It's like a really old song. I think it's from like 2012. It's called Payphone. I think it's by... I'm not sure who it's by, but...
That's okay. Sing a little bit of it, can you?
I'm at a payphone trying to go home. All of my change I spent on you.
Perfect. That was great. I love it. You performed at the talent show last night?
Yes.
You did great, as always.
Thank you.
What did you perform?
I was singing Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers.
One of my favorite songs. I love that song. You did great.
Thank you.
Let's see. Have you ever been to a live concert?
No, I have not.
Well, we need to do that for you then someday. Okay, here we are. We're moving on. We're moving down. Favorite color?
Color. I like pink.
Favorite sound?
Sound? I've never thought about that.
Ah, that's a good question, right?
Favorite sound, huh?
You want to come back to that one?
Yeah.
What's your favorite smell?
I like the smell of freshly baked cookies.
Nice. So Linda baking cookies in the dining hall smells real good to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite sound?
I like hearing the birds in the morning.
Very nice. Very nice. EHC birds.
Yes.
Okay. Are you into superheroes? Do you have a favorite superhero?
I like Batman or Captain America.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I would probably have the power to, I'm not sure what it's called, control things with my mind.
Oh, okay.
It's called telekinesis.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would be the procrastinator. Okay, so anywhere you could go in the world right now, all expenses paid, you're leaving tomorrow, where do you want to go?
I want to go.
Wait, scratch that. You're leaving after camp. It's over.
I would want to go to either Mexico or Paris.
Good choices. You want to get out there and see the world a little bit?
Yeah.
Get cultured? See what's going on out there? Nice. Good answer. Anybody living in the world right now that you could share a meal with, who would you share it with?
I think it would be my sister. She lives in North Carolina. I haven't seen her for like 4 years.
Very nice. So. Keeping family first. That's beautiful. Nice. Have to work that out. Find a way to have a meal with your sister. What gets you fired up, Ray? You're pretty chill right now. What fires you up?
Music.
Get all fired up. You want to dance it off, huh?
Yeah.
Who has your back?
My family.
Perfect. EHC has your back. I got your back, right? Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
What's your spirit animal?
I'm not. Oh, I got one. I'd be a sloth because I'd like be really lazy all day.
That's good. I like it. Okay. So you having fun here again?
Yes.
Time three in podcasting. You just rattled off a bunch of questions. Thank you for joining us. I got a hard question before we finish up here for you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so you know, when I ask the hard question, you could take as long as you need to think about it to answer it. No problem. We can edit everything. I can sing the Jeopardy theme track if you want me to. but we got a hard question here for you. And I want to thank you again for joining us. It's always awesome hanging out with you. You're a great camper. Ray, what do you want all sighted people to know?
I think I would want all sighted people to know that there are a lot of blind and visually impaired people, and they shouldn't think like it's like that big of a disability, because it's more of an advantage, because like all your senses are heightened except for that one, and not to look down on people that are visually impaired and blind.
Perfect. That's excellent. That's an excellent, excellent statement. Thank you for sharing. And a good answer to the hard question. Ray, EHC loves you. Did you know that? Yeah?
I love EHC,
oh,
too.
Oh, good, good. Okay. So thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
I look forward to, you know, always hanging out with you every summer, seeing you, getting to know all of the campers and hanging out with you.
Yeah.
So stoked that I get to do this and be a part of camp. And thank you for being such a great part of that camp here at EHC there at the Youth Session 2018. This has been my friend Ray. And we're going to sign off. We'll talk to everybody next year again, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Signing off for everything EHC. This is Maceo and Ray. We'll talk to you real soon, okay? Over and out.